The beauty of impeaching a public official is that it recalibrates the standard for political morality, letting other politicos gauge just how low they can go. Consider two recent Texas examples. First came Representative Brian Slayton, a howling right-wing culture warrior who specialized in demonizing LGBTQ people as perverted. But the 45-year-old Republican, a former Southern Baptist youth pastor who was elected on a family values platform, got caught getting a 19-year-old intern drunk, having sex with her, then warning her to keep quiet. But she outed the pervert, so his pious GOP colleagues defenestrated Brian to preserve, quote, the legislature's integrity. Excuse that oxymoron. Thus, the moral bar was lowered to do not get caught drugging underage staffers to have sex. Good to know. Then came the impeachment of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a notorious political grifter who has turned the state's top law enforcement office into a personal criminal enterprise. He's facing multiple indictments and investigations for securities fraud, bribery, abuse of power, obstruction of justice, and even such tawdry embarrassments as having a donor with legal problems renovate his kitchen and hire his mistress. Paxton is a scuzz, but he's received a get-out-of-jail-free political pass for years by being the partisan scuzz for the GOP's militant MAGA clique. But uh-oh, in February, he arrogantly went too low, demanding over $3 million from the legislature to settle a whistleblower case against him. Suddenly, even fellow Republicans were investigating him, declaring that spending state money for Paxton's criminality was just too much to swallow. "It curls my mustache," said the lead investigator, as he made the motion to impeach the scoundrel. This is Jim Hightower saying, thus, a new standard was set. Corruption is still fine, but settle on your own dime. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.